Vili Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Libracha. Rav Siman Tav Pei Aleph Seish Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, quoting from a Tosefta, Chayav Adam Lasol Bilchas HaPesach, Uvitias Mitzrayim, Ulisaka Benisim Beniflos, Shas Hashem Lukavaseinu, Ad Shetechatvenu Sheinu. A person has an obligation to be involved in, to learn Hilchos Pesach, and discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim, and discuss the miracles after the Seder is over, until sleep overtakes you. Well, this means you're supposed to keep on going after the Seder is over. Now, it doesn't mean you have to push yourself till you like drop from sleep. It means you have to push yourself until your head gets heavy, and you get really, really drowsy. You're supposed to keep on going. Also, if you think that you won't be able to daven well the next day, the poskim say then you can also stop. You don't have to push yourself until mamish, you have no koach left. But you're supposed to, after the seder is over, first help clean up, that's important, and then keep on going. You should have a sefer that you learn, to learn about the miracles of Kriyas Yam Suf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, to learn the halachos of Pesach afterwards. This is a very, very old din. It goes all the way back to the Tosefta. Oh. The Rama then says that at the Nogim Lo Likros on Litaso Rak Parsha Shema Velo Shar Gran Shikorin Velelos Shar Lelos. Why? Kiyo Shimurinu. This is night of protection. When you go to sleep at night, so we say Hamapil, we say Kriyashma, then there are many, many Tfilos we say. And the primary reason is for these Tfilos is protection from things that can happen at night, from the Mazikim. But on the Leil HaSeder, it's the Leil Shimurim, the night of being guarded, the night of Hashem watching us extra carefully. You don't need the extra protection. And therefore, it's enough just to say the Bracha of Hamapio and the first Parsha of Shema. If, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person for some reason said Ma'ariv before Seisach HaKlavim, which never happens on Pesach, but if it did happen to you, then you would say the full Shema with your Kriya Shema Amita, the full three parshios. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Siman Reish Lamed Hei. And there the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better not to do that. If a person davens Shema before Seisach HaKlavim, it's better to say the Shema when he's still awake before he goes to sleep. Any time after Seis, you would say the Shema with the full three parshios. And then again, when you would go to sleep and say Kriya Shema Amita, you would just say the first parsha of Shema, the first parsha of Shema. But the Rama says everything of the Leil Rishon applies to the Leil Sheni. It's the same halachos. Even though the second night's the Rabbanon, the halachos apply. We discussed earlier that when it comes to how much matzah you eat at the Seder, so the second night we can be more makil, because there's a difference between the measurements on a level of Deraisa and the measurements on a level of Derabanan that we discussed already, and Bezut Hashem will discuss again when we get to Siman, Tav Pei Vav. Oh. Siman Tav Pei Beis. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a case where a person only has one kezias of Shmur Matzah. To be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, one should use shmur matzah. So what do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, first you make hamotzi on regular non-shmur matzah. Obviously it's kosher lepesach, but it's not the special shmur matzah. Then you would say the bracha of alfil asmar on the maror. And then at the end of the meal, you would eat the kezias of shmur matzah as your apikomen. You would say the bracha of alfil asmatzah, which you didn't say yet, and eat that kezias. What's the idea? Well, you want to get the mitzvah of matzah, and you want to get the idea that the apikoman has to be the last matzah at the Seder. So the only way to do that is to save your one kezias for the end of the Seder. If you have two kezaisim of shmur matzah, so then you make hamotzin alfilos matzah on the first kezias at the beginning, and save the second kezias for the end. But in this case, where all you have is one kezias of Shmur Matzah, so in order for it to fulfill both things, number one, the mitzvah deraisa of matzah with the Shmur Matzah, number two, the apikomen, and donate after the apikomen, so you would save the Shmur Matzah for the end of the Seder, for the end of the meal. I want to discuss a little further this idea of what the Shulchan Aruch quoted in Zvi Feis, keep on going after this Seder is over. Oh. So what's the idea? So there are different approaches to this halacha. So one approach is, this is what the Minchas Minuch writes in Mitzvah Kaf Aleph, that the Mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know, is linked to the Mitzvah of Matzah and Korban Pesach. Bavur is there also Hashem Li. Bavur is there, it's connected, the story is connected with the Mitzvah of Halayla. So now we're machmir to try to eat the Matzah by Chatzos. But there is a view that the Mitzvah of Matzah and the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach goes the whole night. Oh. So therefore, the Minchas Minuch writes, since some hold the Mitzvah of eating Matzah and eating Korban Pesach goes the whole night, then the Mitzvah of Sefer also goes the whole night. So keep on going after the Seder is over, as long as you can, that you don't get too tired. It won't affect your davening the next day. Keep on going after the Seder is over. That's a very nice, simple shot of this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, there's another shot, a little deeper. The Stipler quotes, discusses this in Kilos Yaakov in Maseches Brachos, Siman Dalet. Even if you assume the mitzvah ends at Chatzos, there's an idea that when a person has a mitzvah, there might be a mitzvah d'rabbanan to continue even afterwards. The mitzvah Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches us Sodas and Emunah and Yerushalayim, and it could be Chazal said that mitzvah d'rabbanan keep on going. We want to have more Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah d'rabbanan is over at Chatzos, but mid'rabbanan keep on going. More Yerushalayim, more Emunah, more Yesodos and Emunah. Discuss the miracles more. Think about Hashem more. That's one. That's another. A second shot that it's mitzvah derabbanan to keep on going after the mitzvah deraisa ends. But a third approach is, and this idea is found in the Abarbanel, that it could be this idea. This is a beautiful pshat of discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos, after the Seder is over, might be a kiyum of reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was Machas Bechoros at Chatzos. Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim during the day, the next morning. What did they do from midnight till 6 a.m.? They didn't go to sleep. They weren't allowed to leave their homes. They weren't baking matzah because they thought they'd have time in the morning. So the Abarbanel quotes, what were they doing? They were discussing the miracles. They were discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's amazing. We're going to leave now for so many years. It's time to go. We're going to go in the morning. What they were probably doing for those few hours was discussing the miracles of the Makos and the excitement of leaving Mitzrayim. So we should relive what they did. It's a beautiful shot. We should relive Mamash, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, to relive what they did on their night of the Seder, on their night of when they had the Korban Pesach with the Makas Bechoros. And just like they spent a few hours after Chatzos until the morning discussing the Makos, the miracles, how great Hashem is, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we indeed should do the same thing. Oh. So I just wanted to close with a beautiful idea. When you sing, you know, the Kadesh Urchash, the last one is Nirtza. What is Nirtza? Nirtza is the conclusion of the Sefer. We say different piyutim during Nirtza. We say piyutim during Nirtza. We sing different piyutim and we sing during at Nirtza. So Radoy Feinstein points out that he thinks it could be that Nirtza is a way. Nirtza may be regarded as part of the obligation to recount the wonders of the Exodus and to relate Hashem's glory until one falls asleep. In other words, it could be Chazal wanted to build in to the Seder this halach and siman taf pei aleph, this tosefta. The Seder's over. We finished all the mitzvos. We finished the halal. We finished the four cups. Then there's Nirtza. So we say a little more. We say different piyutim. The idea is that the Rabbanim wanted everyone to fulfill this halacha. So everyone goes a little further. It's beyond the regular mitzvos. So it could be the various piyutim that we sing, that minhag is fulfilling a kiyum of, that's the kiyum of Nirtza. That the minhag is supposed to be in order for us to have a nirtza, which means in order for us to have a conclusion to the Seder after the mitzvah is over, to keep on going, which is what it says in the Tosefta, that's how it's developed that we say piyutim and we sing songs then. That's a very nice shot for a strong halachic basis for the piyutim that we sing at the end of the Seder. Okay, we'll stop here.